It is the east, and you are the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that though her maid art far more fair than she. You like that? What are you doing? You know you can't come with me. What would happen if they came in and found your bed empty? All hell would break loose. No, maybe not quite as hellish as what would happen if they found me in your bed. But it would be bad enough. I don't want to get you into trouble. It's late enough as it is. Don't you hear the morning songbirds? They are telling us to wake up and face the day. I'll come back as soon as I can. You know I will. I have to go. And if you keep distracting me, then I'll never leave. And your father will come in here without knocking, as he always does, and beat me to a pulp. Is that what you want? I didn't think so. Come out to the balcony with me. Come and see me off. Can you pull the rope ladder up when I'm gone? Keep it hidden too? We'll need it for next time. Atta girl. I'll see you soon. I love you. Hey, what are you doing? Don't follow me. You're not even dressed. Come on, go back to bed. Aren't you tired? We didn't get much sleep last night. And how will you deal with the fallout when your parents find your empty bed? Oh, the old stuffing things under the blankets to look like a person trick? Would they really fall for that? Nothing I say will convince you. You are going to get me killed one day, you little demon. And how do you suggest we spend our little escapade? The garden? Isn't the groundkeeper there right now? She works in the morning, right? Ah, she took the week off. You have it all figured out, don't you? Did you plan this? Okay, fine. Show me the way. This is quite the spot, isn't it? A hedge maze, too. Your folks really spared no expense. Now, that's an idea. It would take them ages to find us in here. But we would probably never find our way out, would we? No, maybe we should avoid the maze. Unless you have it memorized. Then let's stay out of there. Can I ask you something? Why did you follow me? We were already planning out my next visit. What's with the urgency? Sweetheart, how could you say that? Of course I would have come back. Listen, I know this has been challenging. Trust me, I know it better than anybody. This, whatever you want to call it, feud, I guess, it's ridiculous. There is nothing that enrages me more than thinking about how unfair this all is. Our two families, and yeah, I know you think so too. When faced with all of this, most people would have given up by now, written this off as a fling, a fond memory they can tell their grandchildren one day. But I am not most people. I want you for as long as you will have me, for as long as we can be together. I'm yours. If that means sneaking around and scaling your balcony at hours of the day, then so be it. Come here. I want to hold you close. Believe me. Please believe me. I love you. More than anything. You don't need to question my devotion to you or my willingness to make this work. Maybe we can't continue doing this forever, but for the time that we have, I would like to try. I hope you feel the same. Oh, good. I'm glad. Just squeeze me tight, beloved. Never let me go, and think happier thoughts. Yes, last night was something, wasn't it? Once we got the hang of it, we just didn't stop, did we? Not until sunrise. Honestly, I'm a little surprised you could make it down the ladder, let alone walk straight. Hey, no hitting, that's not nice. I was just joking. Yes, I guess you're right. If you can't walk straight, then I'm the one to blame. But I didn't see you complaining last night. Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop if you give me a kiss. No, I'm not up to anything. Nothing at all. But I know that was more than one kiss. That was my plan all along. I don't deserve that many kisses. I have to disagree. Hey, there's a stone wall over there. I think if we can stay behind it, we can't be seen from the house. Shall we? All right, let's go. Just come down to the ground with me. Lie on top of me. That's it. Isn't that much better? You're so soft and warm, especially first thing in the morning. Are you sure you want to keep going? All right, can I take that nightgown off? Of course, I'll do the same. We should keep it even after all. Hang on, I'll flip you over onto your back. Lift your arms up, please, and off it goes. I don't think I will ever get tired of this sight. Blushing already? I thought we were over being embarrassed around each other. You know I can't resist teasing you. I meant what I said, though. You are glowing in the sunlight, shining like a goddess. And your hair, it will take some work to get all those knots out. But it's a good look for you. I like seeing it. I like seeing you, light-hearted and untroubled, without that prim and proper demeanor that you always put on. I like seeing you as, well, you. And I like seeing all of you. Do you think that I wouldn't say anything? You know, I love getting you all flustered whenever I compliment your beautiful body. Okay, you can stop blushing now. I'll make it up to you. See, I'm getting undressed too. There, evenly matched. It was pretty dark the last time you saw me, you know, like this. Do you like what you see? Good. I'm glad. But remember, my eyes are up here. I'm just kidding. I like that glazed over look in your eye when you see my cock. Do you want to touch it? I know. We've never tried this before. We sort of skipped over this part, didn't we? I can show you, if you would like. You will do fine. Here, give me your hand. I'll just take it in mine and place it right there, at the base. Skin is soft, isn't it? You can grip a little tighter. You won't hurt me. Do you feel? Oh, I'm squeezing your hand. Try that same pressure. Oh, yes, that's good. And here, I'll guide your hand up and back down. Bump it just like that. Oh, your hand on my cock. It fits so good. Oh, your little hand, so soft. Oh, ready to try it on your own? Oh, yes, you can use both hands if you want. Sweetheart, do you like feeling how engorged I am? How much I need your touch? Oh, it's all for you, all of me. Oh, don't go so fast, please. I want to make this last for you. We may not get an opportunity like this for a while. That's it. A little slower. Good. Oh, what? No, please. I love your mouth. But I don't think that's a good idea. I told you before, I want to make this last, and why don't you lie down again? Because I want to kiss you again and feel you under me. Kiss all the way down your neck, to your tits, to these sweet little nipples. I know you're ticklish there. That's why I do it. I love feeling you squirm and writhe under me. Until you start kicking, that is. That's less fun. You really need to be more mindful where you kick. You might do some real damage one day. Oh, so puffy and swollen. Your tits are beautiful. Perfect. I would worship them all day if I could. Cover them with kisses. Oh, you would like to move on? And how would you like to proceed? I know what you want me to do, but I want you to say it first. Come on, say it. Good girl, I will fuck you, just like you want me to. Are you ready? I know, it feels different now for some reason, seeing you climbing on top of you in the light of day. I don't know why, but it feels more real now. Not that it didn't feel real before, it did, but out here in the open where we can see each other clearly, where we could get caught at any moment, it's like you're giving more of yourself to me and I'm giving more of myself to you. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble explaining it. Good. Sorry, I didn't mean to delay things. Can you spread your legs a little wider? Oh, you're really wet now. Did my little epiphany turn you on that much? Oh, sorry, I'll stop. You're dripping onto my cock. Fuck, I'm going to push the head in. All right. Oh, slowly. You're tight. Oh, that's the feel. Oh, okay, I'll just hold it there for a bit. Do you feel like you've adjusted to it yet? You still feel really tight. It feels better. Good. I'll push the rest in then. Oh, that's... How do you feel? Can I start moving? Okay, I will. Fuck. You feel so good. Vice-like grip on my cock. Are you sure you're all right? Well, when you make those noises you're making, I feel the need to check in. And I want to be gentle with you. We're both a little sore still. I'll go slowly. This feels amazing. No, not just the fucking, or rather, making love. Yeah, yes. That's a better way to put it. It's not just that. It's everything. It's that. Every barrier between us, we managed to find each other. We managed to make something of this impossible situation. Oh, and here, with you wriggling underneath me, feeling us give ourselves to each other, it's like we've transcended something. Even if we can't be together, we have something they can never take from us. Oh, I know. I don't want to think about the future either. I don't want to imagine a life without you. But isn't that comforting? That we have something precious, something unique to us. You're right. I dropped the philosopher act. Don't worry. And my thoughts aren't very coherent anyway. While we're, you know, doing this. Yes. Keep kissing my neck like that. Your lips are so soft. Let me just get my hands on your breasts. Gently, I promise. You're so warm, even in the shadow that I'm casting on you, you're radiating warmth. Oh, that moon. Nothing gets you more excited than when I squeeze your tits. But maybe try to be a little quieter. We're pretty far from the house, but still, they could hear us. Yeah, that's one way of muffling your moans. Moan into my mouth, love. Are you sure you want me to? I can come inside you? I will. I want that too, more than anything. Are you close now? Yes. Will you join me? Please. I don't want to come without you. Give me your hand. Rub your clit. Just little circles. Feel it come to life. That feels good, right? Keep rubbing. Don't stop until you come. Please, sweetheart. I can't hold it much longer now. Kiss me. Kiss me while you come. Yes. Come now. Yes. Now. No. Fuck. Just relax. Let those last ripples flow through you. They'll stop soon. Hold onto me as we come down. Deep breaths, love. In and out. Can I flip us over? Just get a little more comfortable. That's much better. Put your head on my chest. That's it. Listen to my heart, my breathing. Just squeeze me tight, as tightly as you need. You feel so good in my arms, like we fit together perfectly, two halves, each incomplete without the other. Don't think about anything else, nothing else except for us. Let the birds out here serenade you, lull you to that perfect feeling of peace and contentment. Lose yourself in these brief moments of serenity. In these moments, all is right with the world. Are you sleepy? Yes, you are. You can barely keep your eyes open. Wait for that until you get back to your bed. You can sleep the day away without me bothering you. Not to bring up a sore subject, but I really do need to go now. Don't give me those doe eyes. I don't want to leave either, believe me. But pretty soon your parents are going to realize that you're not that pile of sheets and bedding, and they'll come looking for you. And I should be far away from here when that happens. I love you too. I'll be back soon, next week at the latest. Wait for me, love. Now, sleep dwell upon thine eyes, peace in thy breast. Would I were sleep and peace, so sweet to rest.